This is the Sakar Merli of the 12th of September 2026. Essence. Sweet children, this is now the kingdom of Ravan. The old world is ending and the new world is coming. Therefore, follow Srimat and become pure, and you will become elevated deities. Question. What is the significance of the story of the true Narayan that the father tells you, his children? Answer. The significance of that story is of claiming and losing the kingdom. The first one, Alpha, found Allah, and he therefore renounced the donkeyship. The one who became the master of the world took 84 births and lost the kingdom. Then the father came and gave him that kingdom once again. To become pure from impure and renounce the donkeyship and claim the kingdom is the true story of the true Narayan that the father tells you. Song. At last the day for which we have been waiting has come. Om Shanti. The spiritual father has explained the meaning of Om Shanti. Om means I am a soul and this is my body. The soul is not visible. You understand that each of you is a soul and that this is my body. A mind and intellect are in each soul. The intellect is not in the body. Good and bad sanskars are in the soul. The soul is the main thing. No one can see a soul. The soul sees the body, but the body can't see the soul. It can be known when a soul leaves his body, because the body becomes non-living. The soul cannot be seen, but the body can. Similarly, it is not possible to see the Father of souls, the one to whom people say, O God the Father. He can be realized and understood. All souls are brothers. When they are in bodies, it is said that they are brothers or brothers and sisters. The Father of souls is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Physical brothers and sisters can see one another. The Father of all souls is one, but he cannot be seen. The Father has come to make the old world new. The new world was the Golden Age, whereas this old world is the Iron Age. It now has to change. Just as an old home is demolished and a new one built, so this old world is to be destroyed. After the Golden Age, there will be the Silver, Copper and Iron Ages, and then the Golden Age will definitely come again. The world history and geography have to repeat. In the Golden Age, there is the Kingdom of Deities. The Sun and Moon dynasties continue for half a cycle. They are called the dynasties of Lakshmi and Narayan and Rama and Sita. So this is easy. All the other religions then come during the Copper and Iron Ages. The deities who were pure become impure. This is called the Kingdom of Ravan. People burn an effigy of Ravan every year, but he is never really burnt. He is the biggest enemy of everyone, and this is why there is the custom of burning his effigy. The number one enemy of Bharat is Ravan, and the number one friend of Bharat is Kuda, the one who gives happiness to everyone. Kuda is said to be the friend. A story is based on this, in which Kuda is the friend and Ravan is the enemy. You would never burn an effigy of the friend, Kuda. Ravan is an enemy, and this is why they make an effigy every year of the 10-headed Ravan and burn it. Gandhiji also used to say that he wanted the kingdom of Rama. There is happiness in the kingdom of Rama and sorrow in the kingdom of Ravan. Who explains all of this? The purifier father, Shiv Baba and Brahma Dada. Baba always signs Bap Dada. Prajapita Brahma, who is called Adam, is the father of everyone. He is called the great-great-grandfather. He is the father of all humanity. Brahmins are created through Prajapita Brahma, and they then become deities. They become deities, then warriors, merchants, and then Shudras. This one is called Prajapita Brahma. The head of the human world, Prajapita Brahma, has so many children. They continue to call him Baba, Baba. This one is the corporeal Baba. Shiv Baba is the incorporeal Baba. It is remembered that a new human world is created through Prajapita Brahma. This is an impure world, the kingdom of Ravan. The devilish world of Ravan is now to be destroyed, and there will be the Mahabharat war for that. Then, in the Golden Age, no one will burn an effigy of that enemy Ravan. Ravan won't exist there. It is Ravan who created this world of sorrow. It isn't that those who have a lot of wealth and huge palaces, etc., are in heaven. The father explains, although someone may have millions, he doesn't have peace, and all of that money, etc., is going to turn to dust. New minds will emerge in the new world, from which all the palaces, etc., of the new world will be built. This old world is now to be destroyed. In the Golden Age, they are viceless, completely viceless. Children there are born with the power of yoga. Vices don't exist there. There is neither body consciousness, nor anger or lust. The five vices don't exist there. This is why they never burn Ravan there. Here, it is the kingdom of Ravan, and that is why everyone calls out, O purifier, come. He is the liberator and the remover of sorrow for everyone. Everyone is now in the kingdom of Ravan. The Father has come to liberate you. The Father says, become pure. This impure world will be finished. Those who follow Srimat will become elevated deities. Destruction will take place and everything will be destroyed. Who will be saved? Those who become pure by following Srimat. They are the ones who claim the inheritance of the sovereignty of the world by following the Father's directions. They used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. It is now the kingdom of Ravan, and it is to be destroyed. The Golden Age kingdom of Rama has to be established. It isn't the Rama who belongs to Sita. They have written many useless things in the scriptures. The whole world is Lanka, and all of it is the kingdom of Ravan. Bharat was the golden sparrow in the golden age, and there were no other kingdoms there. The father comes and makes Bharat into heaven, the golden sparrow, once again. All the other religions will be finished. The oceans will all overflow. What was Bombay like before? It was just a small village. The golden age is now being established, and then Bombay, etc., will no longer remain. There will be very few human beings in the golden age. The capital will be Delhi, where there will also be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Delhi was a land of angels in the golden age. The kingdom was in Delhi. In Rama's kingdom too, Delhi was the capital. However, in Rama's kingdom, they had palaces studded with diamonds and jewels. There was plenty of happiness. The father says, "You lost the kingdom of the world, and I am giving it back to you once again. Follow my directions. If you want to become elevated, simply remember me alone. Don't remember any bodily beings. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your father, and you will change from Tamopratan and become Satopratan. You will then come to me. You will become a garland around my neck, and then become a garland around the neck of Vishnu. I am at the top of the rosary, and then there is the couple, Brahma and Saraswati. They become the emperor and empress of the golden age. The whole rosary sits on the throne number-wise. I make Bharat into heaven through Brahma, Saraswati and the Brahmins. Memorials are created to those who make effort. The place of residence of souls is the supreme abode, which is also called Brahmand. All of us souls reside there, in the sweet home, with the Father. That is the land of peace. People want to go to the land of liberation, but no one can return home. Everyone has to come to play his part. Until then, the Father continues to prepare you. When you have become ready, all the souls who are now up there will come down here, and everything will then come to an end. You will then go and rule in the new world. You will enter the cycle number-wise. You heard it in the song. At last the day for which we had been waiting has come. On the path of devotion, you too used to stumble around. The Father is the Son of Knowledge. When the Sun of Knowledge rises, the darkness of ignorance is dispelled. You now have this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world in your intellects. You know that the people of Bharat, who are now residents of hell, will then become residents of heaven, and all the rest of the souls will go to the land of peace. Just explain a little. Alpha is Baba, and Beta is the kingdom. You receive the kingdom from Alpha, and the donkey ship is finished. The father sits here and tells you that story. It is the true story of the true Narayan. All the rest are tall stories. Baba gives you this knowledge in order to make you into Narayan from an ordinary human. There is the history and geography of when the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan began and for how long it continued. Therefore, this is a story, is it not? Those who ruled the kingdom took 84 births and became completely Tamopratan. The father says, I am now establishing the same kingdom once again. He explains to you the whole history and geography of how you become pure from impure and impure from pure. First of all, there is the kingdom of the Sun Dynasty, then the Moon Dynasty, etc. After them, there are the Buddhists, those of Islam and the Christians. The deity Dharma that existed disappeared, and the history and geography of the world repeats. In the scriptures, they have shown Brahma to be 100 years old. This Brahma, in whom the father sits and gives you your inheritance, will also leave his body. Only the father of souls speaks to souls. Only he is the purifier. Human beings cannot purify human beings. How could those who cannot be liberated themselves liberate others? All of those innumerable gurus are those who teach devotion. Some say perform devotion of so-and-so, whereas others tell you to listen to the scriptures. There are so many different ideas and opinions. This is why everyone has become even more senseless. The father now comes and makes you sensible. This Lakshmi and Narayan were sensible masters of the world, but they have now become so poverty-stricken. Shiv Baba has now come to change you from the residence of hell into residence of heaven. The father explains to you so well that your fortune awakes. The father comes to awaken the fortune of all human beings. All are impure and unhappy. Everyone will cry out in distress and be destroyed. This is why Baba says, claim some inheritance from the unlimited father before the cries of distress begin. Whatever you see in this world will be destroyed. There is the fall of Bharat and the rise of Bharat. This play is based on Bharat. The rise will be in the Golden Age, whereas now, in the Iron Age, there is to be the fall. All of this is the pomp of Ravan's kingdom. Destruction is now to take place. There will be the fall of the world and the rise of the world. The father sits here and explains who rules in the Golden Age. The rise of Bharat is the kingdom of the deities, and the fall of Bharat is Ravan's kingdom. A new world is now being created, and the old world is to be destroyed. Before that happens, you are studying with the father in order to claim your inheritance. It is so easy. This is a study to change from human beings into deities. Sannyasis only belong to the path of isolation. Their religion is completely separate. They renounce the household path and go away. Their renunciation is limited. Once you have renounced this old world, you will not come back here. It has to be explained very well which religion comes when. All of the other religions come after the Copper Age starts. You experience happiness first and then sorrow. The whole cycle has to be instilled in your intellects. From the time you come into the cycle, you become emperors and empresses. You just have to explain about Alpha and Beta. Baba doesn't forbid anyone to go abroad. Everyone wants to die in his or her country. Destruction is definitely going to take place. There will be so much upheaval that you won't be able to come back from abroad. This is why the Father explains that the land of Barat is the most elevated land. It is where the Father comes and incarnates. The birthday of Shiva is also celebrated here. Because Krishna's name was used, all of Shiva's praise was finished. The liberator of all human beings comes and incarnates here. Only God the Father comes and liberates everyone. You should bow down to such a father. You should also celebrate his birthday. But all of the value for him has been lost because Sri Krishna's name was used. In fact, Barat is the most elevated pilgrimage place. The same father comes here and purifies everyone. Therefore, this is the most elevated pilgrimage place of all. He liberates everyone from degradation and grants them salvation. This drama is predestined. You souls know that our Baba is now explaining these secrets to us through this body of his. We souls listen through our bodies. You have to become soul conscious. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, and the rust will continue to be removed, and you will become pure and go to the Father. The more you remember him, the purer you will become. When you make others equal to you, you will receive blessings from many and claim a high status. This is why it is remembered that you receive liberation in life in a second. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. In order to become a garland around the father's neck and then around the neck of Vishnu, become totally Satapratan. Follow the directions of the one father. 2. Do such service that you continue to receive blessings from many souls. Claim your full inheritance from the Father before the cries of distress begin. Blessing. May you be Rasyukt and Yogyukt and please everyone by understanding the deep significance of being loving. The children who remain loving to the Almighty Authority automatically becoming loving to all souls. Those who understand the deep significance of this become Rasyukt, Yogyukt and Yuktiyuk with divine virtues. Such Rasyukt souls easily please all souls. Those who do not know this secret upset other souls sometimes, and sometimes become upset themselves. Therefore, know this secret of being constantly loving and become Rasyukt. Slogan: those who are instruments are constantly light while fulfilling their responsibilities. Aviat signal. Now reveal your form of a bestower. Bapdada always has a big and unlimited heart, and he is therefore the comforter of hearts, who wins everyone's heart. In the same way, You children have unlimited hearts and are generous-hearted. You have the hearts of bestower. With your happy hearts, you are the happy souls who make the world happy. You elevated souls are supports for the world. All of you become ignited living lamps, and the world thereby becomes enlightened. When all of you have the ascending stage, there is benefit for all souls. Om Shanti.